Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful little moments in Jungle and Old School DnB, a pirate radio style transition that feels like a reload selector moving through crates, flipping dubs, and setting up a nasty drop. The big idea here is simple. Instead of treating transitions like filler, we're going to design a proper energy bridge in Ableton Live 12, then resample the whole thing into audio so we can chop it, reverse it, and arrange it like a reel tape edit. That gives you movement, character, and that rough broadcast feel without turning your project into an overlayered mess. If you think about it, DnB transitions are really about control. The genre can get super intense, super fast, and super dense, so a good transition is what resets the ear and makes the next section hit harder. It's not just effects, it's arrangement psychology. So let's map the energy first. For this lesson, we're aiming for a 16-bar transition. Bars 1 to 4 should feel hazy and stripped back. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the vocal cue and some tape motion. Bars 9 to 12 start pushing with the breakbeat. Then bars 13 to 16 peak with tension, rewind energy, and a clean handoff into the next section. Open up Ableton and create a new audio track called TRN Resample. Set its input to resampling. That's the track we'll use to print the whole transition later. If you want a cleaner setup, group your sources into a transition bus too, so vocals, noise, breaks, and effects all feed into one place. Now let's build the pirate radio texture. Start with something simple. A bit of room noise, vinyl crackle, a filtered break loop, a short drone, or even a vocal snippet recorded from your own voice. You don't need fancy source material here. In fact, rougher often sounds better. On that transition bus, start with EQ 8. High pass the low end somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the rumble stays out of the way. Then low pass the top somewhere around 7 to 10 Khz to get that broadcast limited feel. If the noise is harsh, dip a little around 2.5 to 4 Khz. That's often where the painful edge lies. Next, drop an auto filter. Try band pass or low pass mode and automate the cutoff slowly over the section. A nice range is from about 300 Hz up to 5 Khz across 4 to 8 bars. That movement is a huge part of the pirate radio illusion. It feels like someone is actually riding the filters live. After that, add saturator. A bit of drive goes a long way here, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If you want a more tape-like bite, turn on soft clip. Just keep the output level compensated so you don't accidentally trick yourself into thinking louder means better. For extra grit, you can use vinyl distortion or erosion. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to destroy the sound, just rough it up a bit. If you want the section to feel unstable and old, a very light frequency shifter can also work nicely. A tiny shift, something like 10 to 25 Hz, can give the texture that wobbly, broadcast drifting vibe. Now for the Crate Science vocal cue. This is the moment that really gives the transition personality. Use a phrase like rewind, pull up, fresh wax from the crate, or lock in. Record it yourself if you need to. It does not need to be polished. In fact, a little roughness helps sell the whole idea. Place the vocal on an audio track and chop it manually. That's the cleanest way to get the selector feel. Split it into a few short phrases, maybe 3 to 6 cuts. Let a couple of them sit a little off-grid so they feel human. Duplicate one phrase and reverse it for a suction effect. Pitch one chop down a few semitones if you want a heavier accent. Then add a delay throw. Try an eighth dotted or quarter note delay with feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the delay so the repeats don't crowd your drums. High pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 4 to 6 Khz usually keeps it musical. This is the kind of detail that makes the vocal sound like it's bouncing around in a radio booth instead of just sitting on top of the beat. A really nice move here is to let the vocal hit just before the break comes in, then leave a tiny pocket of silence after it. That little gap makes the next hit feel much bigger. Bass is part of the groove. Now bring in your breakbeat. This is not a full drum programming pass. This is a transition engine. Use a jungle break or old school break loop and edit it so it evolves over the 16 bars. Early on, keep it chopped and dusty, then gradually make it tighter and more forceful. A simple approach is to think in 4-bar phrases. In the first phrase, focus on hats and ghost snare movement. In the second, bring in the kick snare backbone. In the third, open up the top end and let the break breathe more. Then in the final phrase, strip some elements away so the tension climbs. If you want a fast fill style, beat repeat can help. Keep the mix low so it doesn't sound like a preset demo. Use a short interval, a tight grid, and only a moderate amount of chance. The goal is to create that ghetto jungle flicker without losing the main pulse. After that, put drum bus on the break group, a little drive, a little transient shaping, and maybe a touch of dampening if the hats get too bright. If the brake is stepping on the low end, use a Q8 and clear out the bottom below around 120 Hz. In DNB, the brake can be filthy, but the sub still needs to stay disciplined. Now let's make the transition move. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They add more and more layers when the better move is usually to automate what's already there. Automate the auto filter cutoff, the delay feedback, the reverb send, the width, the saturation drive, and even pitch drift if you've got a resampled clip later on. Early in the transition, keep it narrower and more filtered, then gradually widen the stereo image. Bring the delays forward. Let the tension build. By the last bars, cut the low end hard from everything except the elements that absolutely need it. Use reverb carefully. A little goes a long way. You want enough decay to create space, but not so much that the brake loses its punch. For darker material, you can also add a touch of redux or similar lo-fi character. Just keep it subtle. The idea is broadcast grit, not digital destruction. At this point, think like a DJ, not like a plugin collector. Every move should feel intentional, like you're physically shaping the blend between two sections. If the section feels too busy, mute one element and ask yourself what the listener is supposed to hear right now. Usually, one clear focal point is stronger than four competing ones. Now for the important part. Resample the whole transition. RMTRN resample and record the full 16 bars. This is where the lesson starts to feel like real sample culture. Once it's printed, the whole section becomes one performance object. That means fewer CPU headaches, more cohesion, and way more flexibility for editing. After recording, drag that resampled audio onto a new track and treat it like a sample. Consolidate the best part of the take. Slice it at transients or natural tape moments. Reverse one or two fills. Duplicate the strongest rewind section. If you want, make a second print with slightly different automation too. Often, two contrasting versions cut together better than one perfect take. When it comes to warping, don't overthink it. If the resample is mostly texture and FX, keep it aligned enough to sit in the grid. If you want it to feel more like a live tape performance, leave it a little loose. The magic is in that imperfect, slightly unstable movement. Now arrange the resampled transition between your main sections. You might place it between an intro and the first drop, or between a breakdown and a second drop. For jungle and old-school inspired tracks, a nice structure is to let the transition start airy, bring in the vocal tease, then gradually ramp the break energy until the final bar turns into a rewind-style payoff. A really effective ending move is the DJ-friendly reset. Pull the drums out for half a bar, leave just a bit of ambience, maybe one vocal stab, maybe a reverse cymbal, and then slam the next section in. That tiny bit of emptiness can make the drop feel way bigger than adding more sound. Before you call it done, do a quick cleanup pass. Check the low end. Make sure anything below 120 Hz is either mono or gone. If it isn't supposed to be there, use EQ to remove muddiness around 200 to 400 Hz if the transition sounds boxy. If the top end is stabbing too hard, dip a little around 3 to 6 Khz instead of killing the whole brightness. You want grit, but you don't want harshness. The bigger lesson here is that a strong transition should support the drop, not compete with it. If your transition makes the next section feel smaller, simplify it. If it feels flat, add contrast instead of just adding more processing. Drier versus wetter, narrow versus wide, filtered versus open, chopped versus sustained. That contrast is where the energy lives. Here's a great practice move. Make two resampled versions from the same sources. One can be more pirate radio, noisy and chaotic. The other can be tighter, darker, and more arrangement friendly. Put both in the session and compare how they affect the drop. You'll learn a lot just from hearing how different the same source material can feel when the automation changes. So to recap, build the pirate radio vibe with filtering, saturation, delay, and a little controlled grit. Use vocal chops and break edits to tell the story. Automate movement instead of stacking too many layers. Then resample the whole thing, so you can slice it like a sample and arrange it musically. Keep the sub clean. Keep the transition focused. And above all, make it feel like a real moment from a set, not just an effects chain. For your challenge, spend 10 to 20 minutes building a 16-bar transition using only stock Ableton devices and one resampled audio pass. Use one break, one vocal phrase, and one noise source. Automate the energy. Print it. Slice it into a few parts. Reverse one slice. Move one slice earlier by half a bar. Then drop it before a section in your track and ask yourself the most important question. Does the drop feel bigger? If it does, you've nailed it.